like the police knew who he was before they got here.
From iHeart Podcasts.
The medical school dean at USC was leading a secret double life.
He's breathing right now?
Yes, he's absolutely breathing. I'm a doctor, actually.
A story about money, power, and corruption.
When people fall in line, they fall in line.
Looking back, I realized, oh, everyone knew.
I'm Paul Pringle, an investigative reporter for the LA Times. Listen to Fallen Angels, a story of California corruption, on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcast, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Hey, I'm Jay Shetty, and I'm the host of the On Purpose podcast, and I had the opportunity to talk to one of Hollywood's major icons, Michael B. Jordan. In our conversation, Michael shares the highs, the lows, and everything in between, offering a genuine glimpse into his world.
The closest to getting what you want is always the hardest. People give up right before they get what they've always wanted to get.
Listen to On Purpose with Jay Shetty on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Bring a little optimism into your life with The Bright Side, a new kind of daily podcast from Hello Sunshine, hosted by me, Danielle Robay,
and me, Simone Boyce. Every weekday, we're bringing you conversations about culture, the latest trends, inspiration, and so much more.
I am so excited about this podcast, The Bright Side. You guys are giving people a chance to shine a light on their lives, shine a light on a little advice that they want to share.
Listen to The Bright Side on America's number one podcast network, iHeart. Open your free iHeart app and search The Bright Side.
This is On with Mario Lopez.
What's up, you're on Mario Lopez. Joining me now in studio from season 23 of The Bachelor, Demi Burnett and Katie Morton. How are you, ladies?
Hey, good. Doing good. How are you?
I'm well. You look lovely. Thank you for coming in. So you girls were favorites on Colton's season and kind of came off as a villain at the beginning. Were you happy how they portrayed you? Did you think you were a product of editing?
I don't think I was like villainous. I just think that I was being real and like kind of controversial. But I mean, I was having a good time, so I didn't mind the edit.
That's what you got to go in there and have fun, right? And be who you are.
Yeah, exactly. And like, I wasn't scared to, you know, maybe like put some people off. Like, I was just doing me.
You just do you.
That's right.
Do you by chance keep in touch with Colton at all?
A little bit here and there. Like, we'll chit chat a little bit, just like, hey, or like if I see him somewhere, we'll talk. Like, we're totally friendly. It's awesome.
Oh, that's good. That's good. Looking back at last season in hindsight, would you have done anything differently?
I wouldn't have done anything differently. I had so much fun. I even thought, even with her edit, I thought it was hilarious. Like, even if some people looked at it as villainous, like, it was hilarious.
It was fun.
I wouldn't have taken anything back that I did, even though I accidentally threw a grenade in. I wouldn't take it back.
Yeah, I mean, I think it's interesting too, because obviously, what season is it? 23. So yeah. you essentially grow up watching these shows, and you know what you're getting into. So you kind of can have fun when you get in there, right? Because you know, it sort of is what it is.
Yeah, definitely. Like growing up watching it too, you kind of strategize a little bit, like you know, like I knew like you know when to pull out the right moves and stuff, and then you know you do get in too deep, and you do start to develop like feelings for the person. And then
when that happens,
the game plan just goes out the window.
It's total Game of Thrones right there.
Oh, yeah.
Start strategizing.
Cersei.
So, yeah, there you go. Rest in peace. So, Hannah B. is the latest bachelorette. How do you think she'll handle this position?
I think she's going to do so well. She's really real. She's going to keep it real with all the guys. She's really inward thinking. She takes moments to herself and really thinks about what she needs, what she wants. And I think she'll handle it with class. And I think she's going to do really well.
Yeah, I think she's going to have so much fun too. Like those guys don't even know what they're getting into. Like they're going to be blown away by how much fun she is. Like she just has a very infectious energy and she's just constantly smiling, partially because she's nervous and partially because she's just embracing every moment.
And you both pop in the series premiere, right?
Yeah.
So to what capacity? How will we see you?
So we show up as Hannah's Angels in an FBI van.
Love it.
We show up in a van up to no good, and we were so lucky to be able to watch the conversations. While she was having conversations with the guys, private conversations, we got to hear about what guys were talking about in the house, which is really cool. We just had ears on everything. And
so you kind of got to get to know a whole new batch of guys.
Yeah.
Or, yeah, because before it was just Colton. So now you've got a whole stable of guys.
A whole stable.
Would it be selfish that you try to talk to any of these guys? Because she can't keep them all to herself.
Well, it's funny because I told her one of the guys I thought was cute, and I was like, save him for me.
I mean, if she was a real homie.
Right?
Right?
I'm pretty sure he's really far, like, though, one. So I don't know. She might be with him now. Oh, really? So that's all, awkward.
Sometimes that's all a girl needs to hear is that you like him. Then they,
oh, yeah.
See, now I'm starting trouble right here. Coming over here. What about Bachelor in Paradise? Are we going to see either of you on the beach?
I don't know. That was sick.
That was a tease, ladies. Okay. Well, okay, let me ask you this way. If asked, would you consider doing it?
Yeah, definitely would consider it. I mean, I feel like I was made for paradise.
Hey, right?
Yeah.
Yeah. I feel like paradise is a little more chill, and I think that's more my speed.
Okay. So. Okay. And Demi, I read on Twitter that your best tweets are still in your drafts.
Oh, yeah.
Is that true?
Oh, yeah. They're really savage, though. Like, they probably will never come out unless I'm, like, super drunk, and then I'll just go ahead and have the gumption to finally tweet them.
I've got some tequila if you'd like a shot.
I would love a shot of tequila.
So, like, in what vein? In regarding Bachelor, just in life?
Just in life. Not really Bachelor related at all. Just like stuff.
Oh, so just random thoughts.
Yeah, just random thoughts that I have that I'm like, man, I want to tweet it, but it's borderline, could be really offensive, or it could go really wrong. So I'm just going to save it in here for one day whenever I think the time is right.
That's the irony with Twitter, right? You're supposed to be yourself and speak your mind and show your personality, but then there's always going to be someone saying something.
It can either go one of two ways. It'll either be a really big hit and it could go viral, or you're going to get drugged. So you gotta just balance it out.
Exactly. One way or the other, it's working out. So I know we mentioned Game of Thrones earlier, or there was a Cersei reference. Are you all fans by chance?
Oh, yeah. I'm obsessed.
I don't watch it.
She disgusts
me. You don't watch it?
So I did in college for a little while because I was spoiled and we had subwoofers under our couches and it would be like, the like intro, it was like so intense. Yeah. And then after that, when I left, like, anytime I would try and watch it, I was like, this is not the same experience. So then I just kind of fell off.
Wow.
And to catch up to that show is insanely hard because every episode's like, what, an hour? It's such a big commitment. So I kind of fell off. And now, I mean, I've been hearing people talk about it so much, I kind of want to get back on.
Do you watch it, Mario?
Yes, I do. I'm all caught up. Are you caught up?
Oh, yeah. I've watched all the seasons multiple times.
Would you? Wow, multiple times.
Oh, yeah.
So what'd you think of this last episode, the way it planned out?
It was really intense, but
you kind of have a little Khaleesi vibe to you right now.
Thank you. It's my new hair.
Have you been her for Halloween yet?
No, I haven't. And it's
missed
funny
opportunity.
I've been like collecting little pieces of like, because I always want to do the Dothraki version of her. So like, I've been collecting like random leather things that I have.
There
like,
you go.
And I'm like, I'm saving this for a Khaleesi costume or a Daenerys costume one day. But yes. I still haven't done it yet.
You get little fake dragons, put them on your shoulders.
Oh, yeah, absolutely. Right? That's the coolest part.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah,
but no, this episode was crazy. I knew something crazy was going to happen, and I knew she was like borderline about to snap. But, I mean, it broke my heart.
She went full Targaryen.
She did.
You never go
queen.
Full Targaryen.
This is like a whole new language at this point.
Oh, you're you missing out.
One more episode, then it's on. Then it's done.
I just know that someone named Danny goes ham sam and burns everything.
That's good.
that's all you need to know.
That's
basically
pretty much what I know. She was like, cold as ice too, because it was totally okay. Now we're nerding out, talking way too much.
We can do it.
Where are you all from?
I'm from Orlando, or outside of Orlando.
Outside of Orlando.
Yeah.
Do you find it fascinating that all the crazy headlines are from like right around your area? Why are people so crazy? Where you live?
You see, I got out of there. No, I'm kidding.
So you're one of the smart ones right there.
No, I'm from Oviedo. It's a really small town.
What's it called?
Orlando, Oviedo.
Oviedo.
Yeah,
that's cool.
Okay.
And it's really, really small. Just got a Chick-fil-A last year.
Tight. That's all you need.
Shout out. And that's all you need. That's when you know you made it. But it's I know bath salts. All the stories. All the headlines.
Bath salts.
Well, I'm just thinking about headlines from Florida being crazy, but
yeah, there's where are you from, Nui?
Texas, like around Dallas.
Like around Dallas, okay.
Yeah, south, a little small town.
And is LA home for both of you now?
It's home for me.
I just come out here all the time. I just spend a lot of time here.
Got it.
Yeah. Can't get away from me.
I can't.
All right, before I let you go, ladies, I'm going to put you on the spot. Quick questions, quick answers, okay?
Okay.
Song you can't get out of your head.
Unfortunately, I don't even know what it's called, but that song that's like, I got the horses in the back.
Old Town Road.
Yeah, that one.
Mine's like, the song I can't get out of my head. I don't even know. It just constantly plays.
That sounds like the theme song to Game of Thrones.
It was close, right? I thought that's where she was going, and I was like, wait, do we have a fake band?
ESPN. Wait.
It is, I think. Dun, 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 dun.
I think you're right. That's not ESPN is. Is that what you meant?
No.
No.
I think your song is a song that they run out to on the football field.
All right. Yes. These are supposed to be quick, girls.
Sorry.
Last movie you saw in theaters.
Oh, my gosh. I have no
Dumbo.
Idea.
Dumbo.
I haven't been to a movie theater in so long.
I know. That's it, right? You don't need to. Celebrity crush growing up.
Justin Bieber.
Zac Efron since Summerland 2004.
Oh my God. How old are you guys? All right. Hometown nickname.
Lil Dem.
Katie Mo.
Were you a rapper?
At one point, I did a little.
Lil Dem.
Deminem.
Demi Fool.
Oh, Demi Fool too.
Damn, you got a plethora of names.
Oh,
what
I
about
do.
You, Katie?
Katie Mo.
Katie Mo. It's a cool name
or
too.
Or Mo.
Last one. Ideal first date.
Oh God, something really fun, like something adventurous. And then all that really I care about on the first date is I need to have a dinner, a crab dinner. Like crab is my favorite food. I need to see a man and how he can handle his crab.
Right? And that's, I like food you can eat with your hands. You got to get in
there. Yeah, get
messy. Yes.
Oh, yeah.
That's what I'm talking about.
Mm-hmm. Picnic at Pepperdine.
Oh, of course.
I'll say it in my
Pepperdine, that's in university right here?
Yeah, Alumni okay. Park. Oh my gosh.
Okay.
Like, she's obsessed with it.
I brought everyone to Pepperdine.
She did. She
that's
was like,
move,
isn't this
huh?
heaven? I think it's a field.
Hey, that works. Whatever works.
Small towns.
Watch The Bachelorette Mondays on ABC. Demi, Katie, thank you for stopping by, ladies.
Thank
yeah,
you for having
of course.
Us.
On with Mario Lopez. Woo!
It's like the police knew who he was before they got here.
From iHeart Podcasts.
The medical school dean at USC was leading a secret double life.
He's breathing right now?
Yes, he's absolutely breathing. I'm a doctor, actually.
A story about money, power, and corruption.
When people fall in line, they fall in line.
Looking back, I realized, oh, everyone knew.
I'm Paul Pringle, an investigative reporter for the LA Times. Listen to Fallen Angels, a story of California corruption on the iHeart Radio app, Apple Podcast, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Hey, I'm Jay Shetty, and I'm the host of the On Purpose podcast, and I had the opportunity to talk to one of Hollywood's major icons, Michael B. Jordan. In our conversation, Michael shares the highs, the lows, and everything in between, offering a genuine glimpse into his world.
The closest to getting what you want is always the hardest. People give up right before they get what they've always wanted to get.
Listen to On Purpose with Jay Shetty on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
I'm Johnny B. Goode, the host of the podcast Creating a Con, the story of BitCon. This podcast dives deep into the story of Ray Trapani and his company, CentraTech. I'll explore how 320-somethings built a company out of lies, deceit, and greed.
I've been saying since a very young age that I was going to be a millionaire. If someone's like, oh, what's your best way of making money? I'm like, oh, we should start some sort of scheme.
Listen to Creating a Con, the story of BitCon on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.